Welcome to Soundwaves, the audio blog by Dean Brenner of the Latimer Group, the experts in persuasive communication. In this edition of Soundwaves, Dean offers some thoughts on an important date in American history and the value of compromise in our own communication efforts.
Hi, this is Dean Brenner from the Latimer Group, and welcome to Soundwaves. I'm recording this early in the morning on April 9th, 2015, which just happens to be the 150th anniversary of the end of the American Civil War. On this date in 1865, Generals Grant and Lee met at a little place called Appomattox Courthouse and agreed to terms that ended the American Civil War, which was a low point in our history. And I'm thinking about this a lot today. I'm not a historian. I am married to one. But I do a lot of reading about history, especially American history and especially military history. And this is a really fascinating day to be thinking about what I do for a living, communication, and what we do at the Latimer Group with all of our clients. Because what happened on April 9th, 1865 was a unique moment in world history and a really poignant moment in American history, because the victorious side, the quote-unquote victorious North, immediately at the end of the war did some things that we're not used to seeing from the winning side in a civil war. On orders from President Lincoln, who was soon to be assassinated just days later, General Grant, who would soon, within a few years, become president of the United States, General Grant ordered his troops to treat the Southern Army, the Army of Northern Virginia, led by General Lee, humanely. They shared their rations with them. No one was arrested. No one was tried for treason or secession. Nobody was executed. Officers were allowed to keep their sidearms, which is a sign of great respect from the winning side. President Lincoln began the process of welcoming the Southern states immediately back into the Union, which is not what we've come to expect as an outcome from Civil War. When, I don't know about you, but when I think of Civil War in the 20th century, in the 21st century, I think about some real atrocities that are committed against the quote-unquote losing side. And it was a truly American moment of compromise on April 9th, 1865, because we began the healing process as a country immediately at that moment. The two sides had been fighting an incredibly bloody war for 5 years. Classmates of each other's at West Point were fighting each other. General Lee was a member of a graduating class at West Point, and yet led the Southern Army. And, you know, brothers were fighting against brothers. Friends were fighting against friends. And immediately after it was over, the process of becoming Americans again began. And the reason that I'm talking about this with you today is because Americans have always had a unique ability for compromise. We would not exist as a country without the ability for compromise. Compromise was a critical component of what happened in the 18th century with the founding of our country. Compromise was a critical component of what occurred in the middle of the 19th century at the end of the Civil War. So here we are on the 150th anniversary of the end of the Civil War, and I'm thinking about how we as a country, at least among our leadership, among our political leadership, have lost that ability to compromise. It doesn't seem to be something that we value anymore. People are demonized for working with the other side or listening to the other side or acknowledging that the other side might have a fair point. People are voted out of office because they work with the other side. We don't value compromise anymore. And you see it in many of the conversations, the national conversations in our country, conversations about race, conversations about commerce and finance and wealth. The other side is to be belittled. The other side is to be insulted. The other side is to be demeaned. We see it on social media. We see it in news. We see it in news commentary. And we certainly see it from our political leaders. At the Latimer Group, we're constantly working with our clients on the ability to communicate better. And we're constantly encouraging the people that we work with to not only speak better, but also to listen better. Because we all have to remember that communication is a two-way street. Communication isn't just about the things we say. Communication is also about the things that we don't say, or the way in which we listen, or the way in which we respect the other side. Communication isn't just about yelling louder than the other people so that you are heard. Communication isn't just about winning the argument, consequences be damned. And in our work in the business world, we are seeing more and more of an impact of the way national discourse is handled in this country, and it bothers me. It bothers us at the Latimer Group. As a country, we need to remember our innate ability to compromise. It is a truly American skill. We would not exist as a country without it. We wouldn't be here today. But yet we've seemed to have lost a little bit of that in the 21st century. And here's at least one person who's hoping that we remember how to get it back. And we're doing our part at the Latimer Group, working with everybody every day, everybody that we work with, encouraging them to listen more, treat the other side with a little more respect, and remember that communication is indeed a two-way street. So on the 150th anniversary of the end of the American Civil War, I guess what I'm asking everybody to do is pause for a moment and think about what compromise really means, and think about what it means to listen, and think about what it means to respect even somebody who you've been fighting against, literally, for 5 years. That's all I have for you today. A little history lesson and a little thought about communication in the 21st century. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you have a great day. This is Dean Brenner from the Latimer Group signing off. And until next time.
At the Latimer Group, our individual coaching and training services are highly customized and designed to help you achieve your specific goals. Typical engagements focus on developing skill sets in leadership communications, public speaking, and executive-level business presentations. To learn more, visit thelatimergroup.com.